Bright splashes of color, thick blasts of paint, a post-World War II art movement, and break from the old order of traditional painting. It's abstract expressionism, and 80 artists from around the world are showing their work at a major London gallery, and they're all women. The same wild, splashy, spontaneous style emerged around the globe.
This style of work was a direct response to the politics of the time, to the kind of catastrophes and trauma of the first half of the 20th century. So I see a lot of the work as either a celebration of freedom of expression or a kind of visceral, angry rebellion, revolution against what was happening in their countries.
Dark Landscapes by Palestinian artist Malahay Afnan, exploring the post-war themes of exile and memory. Hints of architecture, or maybe motherhood, in a work by Syrian painter Asma Fayoumi.
It's great the women are finally getting the recognition they deserve. But the majority of artists in this show are dead. They're not around to hear the praise. Increasingly, that's changing. More women are being showcased during their lifetimes. That's good news for audiences and also for contemporary women artists.
Kate Doughty is an established London-based artist whose work is on show in Spain, Greece, Singapore, and Kuwait. It's been a long haul, juggling family, low pay, and the constant drive to make art, the backdrop for many professional women artists.
I really hope that young women artists starting out today will get that recognition early so that they can really flourish and grow and not have to face all of these obstacles that us older ones have have experienced.
With more freedom today, it's easy to forget that mid-20th century women were limited to what they could pursue. By choosing to be professional artists, they challenged society's expectations and helped forge a radical new period in art. Jessica Baldwin, Al Jazeera, London.